All right, 7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Ed Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And let's check in with the star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby. Hey, good morning.
Man, it's just nice to be not to be hunkered down.
That's right. Batten down, you know, hunkered down, whatever cliche we want to throw.
That's right.
What do you think? What do you think the fish do? What do you think the speckled trout do during a blow like Tropical Storm Gordon?
Hunker down.
They do it too. So what are they, by this?
I don't really even know. You kind of wonder a little bit if they even know what's going on. You know, the water levels come up, and you know that's their environment. You know, it's probably like us having a little bit of wind blowing and that sort of thing, you know. But the good news with it is, you know, you get that kind of wind and wave action, and of course, you know, an influx of Gulf water with a higher water coming in. It actually drops the water temperature a little bit, which is kind of what we're really kind of that gets them more active than just about anything after, you know, the last couple months where we've had that super, super hot weather and the warmest water temperatures of the year. That cooler water really starts to get them active.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. You know, sometimes we'll call tropical storms like a grouper storm because it seems to shake things up offshore, and the grouper fishing gets good in the short term. I just wondered about that. I mean, we had some challenges with muddy water and all those things, but if it clears out, it seems like the fish should be on the chew.
They will be, you know, when we don't, as long as it's not anything major, it, you know, typically, you know, historically, it actually improves the fishing. You know, the big thing we're going to have to get out is the local rain. So the local rivers are really going to be screwed up on both sides of the bay. You had so much water that's got to get out of here, you know, and that's obviously it's got to come down through the bay. But, you know, you get down more west of the bridge, particularly where we're going to have these east winds for the next few days. Some of the places that aren't affected by runoff, by local runoff, are going to be fine. Those are places like the West End, the Dolphin Island. The Gulf Beach is still going to be a little tough to fish just because you got so much wave action still going on. But the inside of the West End Beach, a lot of the Sound is fishable. And certainly places like Portersville Bay, Grand Bay, and those areas, you just don't get that local runoff, and it doesn't really affect it, you know. And you can, some of those places, too, you can get out of the wind, you know. And I think you'll find that once, you know, everything settles out a little bit, you know, where you were catching fish pre-storm, you're going to be able to catch them, you know, post-storm. It just doesn't really affect them too much, except maybe that it helps the bite a little bit. And then you throw in the fact that we got these really magic tides that are going on right now, which is the high tide right at daylight. We talk about that a lot. Got a good full tide at daylight and just starting to fall. So there at daylight, get your fishing in, and a lot of times you can be sitting at home in time to watch a football game.
Well, let's talk about the challenge here of the transition. And we're not there yet, but how long do you stick with it in the southern end of the bay before you start looking at points north?
You know, it's kind of, I leave it up to the weather and to the fish a little bit, but it's not that far off. We want it to happen. It's not that far off. You're probably a matter of a, you know, depending on what kind of weather we get here in the next few weeks, when that water temperature starts to drop, you'll start to see and, you know, and hear about, you know, shrimp pushes. And a lot of that shrimp push, by the way, was going on right before the storm. There was a lot of shrimp on the move, which starts to signal the transition to me. I was finding these big swarms of shrimp moving down up through the Sound. And so when you see that start to happen, that kind of starts to trigger it. And that happens when that water temperature is starting to drop, kind of like what's going on right now. It just depends on how much warm weather we get between now and, say, the end of this coming month.
All right. Let's talk about getting a trip booked right now or looking forward to that great fall fishing.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and there's some information on our fall fishing special up there right now, ateamfishing.com, and then the Contact Us tab. Real easy to navigate now on the new website, so if you get a chance, check that out, ateamfishing.com.
And y'all be careful, because if you're at work, you can get highly distracted by the stuff with the website and the Facebook page watching Captain Bobby fishing. Man, I appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
Okay, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by my friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings starts next.